The military are taking care of the fight against drugs and, of course, against guerrillas. Guerrillas and drugs are tied together in Colombia. So the government has pretty much given free rein to the military to go on and destroy coca crops. So I had to try to get in touch with all these generals, which is like trying to get in touch with a lot of Tom Cruises. They are very nice. They are very smiling, but they are pretty much inaccessible many times. I did have some connections. Actually, my family has military connections. That helped. But the thing is that the country was going through a lot of turmoil, instability at that particular time because the guerrillas were really escalating the violence for a lot of reasons. And the military were just pretty concerned, and they were in constant action. And every time I tried to set up foot on a helicopter to go join them in a visit to a remote military base, something would happen. Either some person would get killed, an important politician, or some new event in terms of politics would make the guerrilla really angry. So that made the military say, listen, I'm sorry, you cannot accompany us right now. It's really dangerous. So it was like that. I had to go down three times until finally I managed to go along with them to one of these military bases, actually the most distant one and the most dangerous one, deep in the southern part of Colombia in the Amazon, which is the main, let's call it, cocaine kingdom. This is where you have the most crops of coca growing in the country. So this base is nestled in the middle of all these coca fields, which are in turn in the middle of the Amazon jungle. And so it's a pretty interesting place. I was at the office of the former Minister of the Environment when he was handed in a piece of paper. He looked at it, he turned pale, and I asked him what happened. And he said, well, the peace treaty has been broken. We're going in their territories. He said, well, the government had just canceled a treaty that it had with the guerrillas that had been sustained for 4 years, according to which guerrillas had a piece of land the size of Switzerland where they could live and be just as though they had their own hacienda. And so the government had decided that they had enough because the guerrillas were not sustaining their part of the bargain. They were still kidnapping. They were still doing lots of violence actions in the cities. So the government said, you know what, that's it. We're coming in with the military. So that was a big moment because we knew then that the guerrilla was going to join forces and act against the government and the military. So I was just getting ready to go, and they said, you know what, forget it. Can't.